This is KCUR Central Standard. I'm Brian Ellison, and that music means it's time for Ghost Notes, the Kansas City music podcast from the Fountain City Frequency Network. Hannah Copeland, the host of Ghost Notes, is here. Good morning, Hannah.
Hey, good morning.
Good to see you.
You
so
too.
Today we're talking about The Buzz. That's B-U-H-S. Mm-hmm. What is it? Who are they?
The Buzz is an 11-person group in Kansas City. They play pop, soul, hip-hop, fusion music. They have their lead singer's named Julia Hale, and then they have two MCs that accompany her. And they're just a powerhouse of a group.
11 people is a huge group.
Yes.
Do they always all perform?
No, I think they have a lot of flexibility. They're all talented musicians individually. So if one or two can't make it, or in our case, we had them perform at KCUR, and I believe only five or six people were there. So they kind of mix and match, which makes it easy. When you watch them, you're probably going to get something different every time live, which is really cool.
It must be hard to plan when you've got different musicians every time.
I can't imagine, because they're all in different bands in addition to The Buzz. So I imagine maybe lots of spreadsheets and text messages all the time when they're trying to plan their stuff together.
Well, let's find out what the music sounds like and listen to a little of your interview with them. This is Hannah Copeland interviewing from the podcast Ghost Notes, The Buzz.
You said that singing someone else's tunes is easy because you can hide behind their emotions, even if you've never experienced what they wrote about it. You can still play the part. It's not always easy to be yourself.
Yeah.
So, how have you dealt with this feeling when you're writing and performing for The Buzz?
It's funny. It's like I know I can. I know these songs are. Hours. I don't know, it's not as hard with stuff like this. It's really like, I feel like I can be myself in this band, you know. So even with other projects, sometimes it's like, oh, okay, I should kind of sing something a certain way or conform a little bit to kind of match the energy or the you know, personality of people I'm with, but or the personality of the song, but everything with this feels so kind of organic. It's pretty easy.
You studied voice at UMKC's. You guys both went to the conservatory at UMKC.
Right.
Were you there at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool. So you studied voice at UMKC's Conservatory of Music and Dance, Julia. Did you plan on going to college for voice when you were growing up?
I didn't really plan it from a young age, just because obviously I was really just thinking about going to do music in general. It was like, okay, now I'm to this point, let's jump into this. So I always knew that I needed to do music, you know. Like, I come from a musical family. I've always loved singing. I've been doing it for a very, very long time, and yeah, it was kind of just a no-brainer, really. I knew I needed to take it a little further. So
tell me about your musical family and how that, you know, influenced. I mean, a lot of people, it's not a no-brainer. Like, oh, I'm gonna be a singer, you know.
Well, yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's pretty unusual.
It's a no-brainer for me in the fact that I am good at it and I love it. I always have. So I really didn't think about doing anything else. I just kind of, you know, I knew where I wanted to go, and my mom has a beautiful voice and plays guitar. My aunt Roberta Gumbel is an opera singer. It was always just fun, and why not?
Did you grow up in a musical family, Herbin?
I did not, but my best friend in elementary school, middle school, high school, he had a family band. Like, so his mom and dad and sister, and so when I started playing trumpet in middle school, I was. You know, hanging out with them all the time, and that's how I started gigging so frequently, was through them.
Herman, you've mentioned that the goal of The Buzz, this was in another interview I read, is to be able to sell your songs. How are you going to do that?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's kind of changed a little bit because placements aren't as big as they used to be anymore. Mm-hmm. But one of our singer producers
placements
like song placements. So when you like get a song placed with an artist.
Oh, so someone's buying your song too?
More or less, you know, yeah.
Okay.
The Ball Machine rights and all that stuff. It's becoming less and less. It's kind of interesting. And one of our singers / producers, songwriters, Anthony Saunders, who's had placements with like Boyz II Men and Justin Bieber and Joe, like some big artists, he is noticing this trend and is like, man, it's not what it used to be. And
why?
It's a good question. I think what's happened is a lot of these artists have kind of locked into their select producers, like, and there's like a small amount of producers out there that are really putting out the same songs, right? You know, you're not going to get a lot of variety and musical variety on the radio.
Herman, you said if you want to start a national presence, it's not going to start by gigging locally. That's kind of interesting. It sounds like you don't really care if you're playing a lot in Kansas City, and I'm curious about that.
I've done it. You know, we've all done it. We've played a lot in Kansas City, and we've seen bands play a lot and fizzle out, and then come play a lot and fizzle out. Like, and I see too often people that get really locked up in trying to play the next show, you know, promote it, get people out, then play the next show, promote it, get people out, then play the next show, and it's like, you know, there's nowhere to go from there, you know?
What's the better alternative to that?
Well, in this day and age, it's really the internet, you know? It's really social media. It's really gaining a following on all your pages and getting videos out there and getting people to see you outside, you know? And one thing I want to clarify with the idea of not playing in KC, it's like, I'm only saying that from a perspective of having played KC. You should definitely play, but like that shouldn't be the end goal. So keep playing shows, you know.
The end goal should be,
you know, you want to be able to play around the U.S. and around the world, you know.
Right.
Honestly, I mean, I'm sure everybody would love to do that. I mean, maybe some people, I'm sure, they're like, I just want to play some local shows and do it, and that's cool, that's fine. But I'm sure a lot of people like want more than that, you know.
Yeah.
Even if they don't admit it, someone in the back of their mind, they're like, I'm gonna be Beyonce one day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Julia and Herman, thanks for being on Ghost Notes.
Thank you.
This could be all you see, white and dark energies passing by. We'll try all night.
Was Herman Mahari and Julia Hale of The Buzz. Their interview with Hannah Copeland was a part of the latest Ghost Notes podcast from the podcast network Fountain City Frequency. You can find it on iTunes. And before we finish with Ghost Notes, this is our last visit with its host, Hannah Copeland, who is also an announcer and contributor here at KCUR. Hannah's leaving for a job in Colorado next week. Hannah, you make us sad.
I'm pretty sad too, but I've learned a lot here, and I'm excited to take it elsewhere and spread KCUR's love all the way to Colorado.
So you've been doing this Ghost Notes podcast, focusing on the Kansas City music scene. You're part of that scene yourself. What do you think people don't realize about it?
I think Kansas City has an enormous breadth of genres and not a lot of depth, so it's pretty easy to be unique and stand out and have your own sound. And there's just so much that people don't know exists there. There's just a million different genres that people can get into, and people are just really willing to help each other and to grow. And there's just so much creativity.
Yeah, yeah. What? So I guess I have to ask, what's next for Ghost Notes?
Well, Ghost Notes will be having a season 2, so stick around for that.
Don't cancel your subscription.
Exactly. If you don't have a subscription, you can get it on iTunes. but yeah, we'll be having a season 2 coming up and a surprise new host. I'll probably be contributing a little bit from afar in Fort Collins, Colorado, but stick around. We'll have a really good host.
A surprise host. Is it me?
Surprise!
Yeah, no. it's probably not me.
Yeah, so we will have a season 2, we will have a new host, and it'll still be great.
And what about your bands, Hannah? You perform around town.
Yeah, I play in a band called Tidy Hippie and Creature Power. Those are both going on pause until further notice. If they want to come visit me in Colorado, I'm sure we can get them a show.
And quickly, what will you be doing in Colorado?
I will be an audio and music student media advisor for KCSU-FM. That's the college station at Colorado State University.
Outstanding. Well, you're going to be fantastic at that, as you have been a tremendous gift to us here. KCUR's Hannah Copeland, you will be missed. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Brian.
Good luck to you. And that is our show for today. You can hear it again later this afternoon or any of our other shows by visiting the website, kcur.org/centralstandard. You can also find us on Twitter. We're at KCURCST, and I'm at PTSBrian. Tomorrow, it's our Screen Time show. We'll take a look at the new Netflix hit, Stranger Things. It's all the rage. You should listen in. The Ghost Notes podcast is produced by Matt Hodapp. KCUR Central Standard is produced by Matthew Long Middleton and Sylvia Maria Gross. Our team includes Suzanne Hogan, Jen Chen, and Andrea Tudhope. And our intern is Anna Sterla. Gina Kaufman's on leave. I'm Brian Ellison. Have a great day, everyone.